Alexandria.
Hey, God bless you. Good evening and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is Apostle James Broadback, your friend and your apostle of prayer. And I just want to say Happy New Year to all of you that are listening today. And I am praying and believing God that this is absolutely going to be a prosperous year for you. I was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I was sitting there in a beautiful resort. And we spend most of our winters in Florida every year since 2005. And I was sitting there, and I opened the blinds, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke into my spirit and said that the child of God shall have plenty in 2020. And when the Lord spoke that into my spirit, I went straight to the Word of God, and I began to look up every scripture that dealt with plenty. And then I went to Genesis chapter 1. I was led there first. And as God began to talk about the plenty, and I'm telling you, I believe with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind, that we are getting ready to see the blessings of the Lord to just run and overtake the child of God. And I went to Genesis chapter 27, and I began to read at verse 28. And the Word of God says, therefore, God give thee of the dew of the heaven and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. I begin to just meditate on the word plenty. And I believe with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind that some of the struggles that you had in 2019, you will not experience them in 2020. You're going to see the hand of God begin to move in the life of every believer. I did say in the life of every believer. And God is going to answer prayer. Now listen, this is the first month of this brand new year. And we have turned our place over. And we are fasting and we are praying this whole month here. And we are fasting the Isaiah 58 fast. We are fasting the Isaiah 58 fast. There are hundreds that are gathering with me from around the world. I mean, many different states. People are gathering with me as partners, and they have turned their plates over, and we are fasting, and we are praying that we be able to see clearly in this year of 2020, which is a year of vision, but also is going to be a year of plenty for the child of God. Now, in Isaiah 58, in verse 6, if you would focus in on that verse with me for just a few minutes, I believe that it would bless you real good. And I want you to get pen and paper in your hand, because for the next 10 or 15 minutes after the broadcast, I want to pray for you that really need a miracle today. Yes, you're not going to get a voicemail today. You're going to talk directly with Apostle James Broadback. Matter of fact, I am here in the prayer room right now at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. You don't have to wait till the broadcast goes off of the air. You can dial a miracle right now as you're listening to me. And I feel that someone in Monroe, you really need God to turn the situation around for you, for his son. But I believe that you're one dial away from a miracle for your child. So I want you to get to that telephone at 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. You can dial that number right now. And I will catch and agree with you and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. We are on this prayer watch, praying five times every 24 hours. We have had a prayer watch today, which is going on right now. now at 12 noon, one this morning at 6 a.m. We'll have another prayer watch this evening for 1 hour at 6 p.m. Then we come back again, and a lot of these prayer watches are live on our conference line, which is the number I just gave you. And then we come back for another prayer watch at midnight tonight. And then another prayer watch start at 3 a.m. every morning. But right now, I want to pray for you that be God's help. Matter of fact, we have a caller on the line, and I'm going straight to that caller right now. God bless you, caller. What city you're calling from?
Oh, Natchez, Louisiana.
Natchez, Louisiana. Just turn your radio down just a little bit. And what is your prayer request today?
Oh, a miracle. I need a miracle. Stop.
Okay, what area do you need this miracle in?
Financial.
Financial. All right, well, we're going to pray. We're going to believe God for it right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory. God, I give you all of the honor. And Lord, I come boldly to the throne of grace, and I come praying in that all-powerful name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I may be here today in Alexandria, Louisiana, and this child of God is in Natchez, Louisiana. But one thing we know today, that there is no distance in prayer. Hallelujah. There is no distance in the realm of the Spirit. And Father God, I come in agreement with this child of faith right now for the financial miracle that she needs in her life. God, I speak your word into her life right now. And Lord, I know that whatever concerns her, God, it concerns you. You said not even a sparrow would fall to the ground that you don't know about. You say even if every house on our head, you know the number of them. And so, God, I'm going to thank you right now for meeting and supplying this child of God's need according to your word in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, which says, but you shall supply all of our needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father God, I agree with this child of God right now for that need to be met. Lord, let a cup run over this day in the name of Jesus. God, let her be able to call me back this week with a miracle praise report, not for man's glory, oh God, but for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I believe, my sister, with all my heart, soul, and mind, that you're going to really have a miracle this week. We are fasting, we are praying, and any time men and women of God fast and pray and seek God for the people, God always answers. God always turns things around. So I want you to get ready and believe for supernatural miracles in this season of your life, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. You be blessed. All right, that number is 318-754-0382. So you see, you're not listening to a pre-recorded broadcast. I am live today here in Alexandria, Louisiana. We just returned from South Florida. We've been there for 3 months, and we just returned from South Florida, and now we are here in Alexandria. And I tell you, I feel an anointing to pray. Yes, and to believe God for the miracles that you need in your life. Back to this Isaiah 58 and verse 6. Now, this is the purpose of our fast. We are fasted, and verse 6 says, is this not the fast that God hath chosen? To loose the band of wickedness, to undo every burden, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. That is the purpose of a God kind of fast. Is to loose the band of wickedness. Listen, to undo heavy burdens and to pray prayers of faith that will let the oppressed go free and that we break every yoke. And then the Bible says in Isaiah 10 and 27, says that the anointed not only breaks it, but it destroys the yoke. There's somebody, you're listening to me right now, and I'm telling you, you're just one dial away from a miracle. You're just one dial away from a breakthrough. I have been praying and helping the body of Christ 36 years now, and I have seen God raise individuals, hallelujah, up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And one thing I do know, that God is no respecter of person. Listen, I want you to get to that telephone, and I want you to pick it up, and I want you to dial this number. And I believe that as I pray with you today, God is going to heal you. I believe in divine healing. Yes, I believe in doctors, but I also believe the report of the Lord. And God said, I am the Lord, that God that killeth thee. And that someone, you're listening to me right now, that blood pressure is just out of whack. And you need a miracle. That little pill is not making it regulate. You're sipping on the vinegar, that's not doing it. You need a miracle from God. I want you to call me, Apostle Broadnax, at 318-754-0382, and we're going to pray. If someone else, you're listening to me, that's a loved one, and this diabetes is just about to destroy this individual's body. They already talking about cutting a toe off, and you know that leads to cutting more toes, and then the next thing you know, here's a leg off. Listen, it don't have to be that way. I'm telling you that the God that we serve, yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is a God that is still in the healing business. And I believe this. You're just one dial away from a miracle. There are seven individuals. You're listening to me. One of you, you're riding along in that gray car. I'm looking at you with this flowered jacket on. So it means you must work back at a daycare. You deal with children, somewhere like that. But I hear the Lord saying there is a miracle prayer that's going to release promotion and a big raise for you. Listen, you got to call me today. And that number is, what is that number, James Broadnax? 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. I am live right now in the prayer room. You don't have to wait till that broadcast goes off the air. You can dial your miracle right now. Lake Charles, what are you waiting on? Pick up that telephone, Oakdale. Somebody in Hillsport, you need me to pray for you today. Somebody in Marksville, you're just one prayer away from that miracle that you need financially. And after the broadcast goes off of the air, I'm going to be here in the prayer chamber for 15 minutes and 15 minutes only. And I'm going to conduct spiritual warfare. I'm going to tell that lying devil to take his hands off of your child, off of your family, off of your children. And God's going to work a miracle. God bless you, caller. What city are you calling from?
Hello, how you doing, Mr. Barnett? I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana.
Monroe, Louisiana. God bless you. So good to have hear your voice. Happy New Year. And what is your prayer request?
Happy New Year
today?
To you, too. Well, my prayer is I'm praying for a miracle. I also want to pray for the children and also pray for the whole state of Monroe, Louisiana.
Yes.
And I was praying for myself. I'm already saved. There's just a lot of stuff going against me. Mm-hmm. And also, I want to pray for a miracle for me and my son.
Okay.
Because we're dealing with a lot of legal matters.
Okay.
Legal matters.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, listen.
I'm a prayer warrior, but there's just so much going against me.
But see, that's the thing. You're a prayer warrior. You're an intercessor. At any time that you're
yes, I just need somebody to agree and pray with me.
You got to have that. We got to have that. That's why the Bible
I have faith. Two. I have strong faith.
Yes. But to agree on earth is touching anything we ask the Father in Jesus' name, it shall be done. Well, woman of God, I'm coming to agree with you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, I thank you for this intercessor. I thank you for this prayer warrior. Yes, Lord, she has strong faith. But God, you said, wherever two agree on earth, that's touching anything that we ask you in Jesus' name that it shall be done.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, as she have the heart for the children, oh God, I pray, God, even in her neighborhood, even in that region of Monroe and surrounding areas, that you would save the unsaved and work the miracle, God, that they need there in that area. In the name of Jesus, And God, I give you thanks and I give you praise. And God, now we lift your son up. God, you see every situation they are going through. God, you see the challenges here, God. You see the situation, but I know you're the God that is able to turn it around. You said in your word, God, that you're very present in time of trouble. And God, I want to thank you for total deliverance coming to your son. God, I want to thank you for releasing the financial miracles that she needs to do the things she desires to do for herself, for her family, and for the kingdom of God. And Lord, and I pray now in Jesus' name, that you bless this woman spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, personally, and financially so. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Brandon.
And thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Norm, standing with you now, okay?
Okay, right. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, thank you, God. Listen, I'm going to have to be leaving the airways. But 318-754-0382, we are live today right here on this great gospel radio station that is reaching around the world. And we are here in your backyard to pray and to believe God for the blessings and for the miracles and for the healings that you need in your life. We must pray for our sons and our daughters. We must pray for our children. We must pray for our communities, our cities. We must pray like we have never prayed before. Well, child of God, listen, my time is up. I got to leave the airways, but I will be in the prayer chamber for another 10 minutes. So if you keep calling, you won't hear me on the radio, but you will hear me in this prayer room at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. And this is Apostle James Broadnecks. And hey, I will see you on the next Master Key program. But right now, you can dial a miracle. And I'm in the prayer room, hey, and I'm waiting on you.
K-A-Y-T FM, broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop listening.
Stop. till he got that last one. But you can't run, you can't hide. No need, no need, don't need to try. Well, my mind go back to a story in the Bible days. One day, God called a man by the name of Jonah. Said, now, Jonah, I want you to go down in a place called Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tosh. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did was he called a wind and he told the wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to flash. And he told the tide, stand up real high. Cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchor. We gotta get ready. Set for sale, and then they tell me thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man, and he's downstairs. He's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down. See about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah. And Jonah stood up and the captain asked him, how can you sleep and we in a storm? Then he asked him, tell me who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, I ain't gotta call him. I ain't gotta call him. He already know. He already know that I'm trying to run and I'm trying to hide. He said, well now, Captain, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and threw him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Took him around and took him down. God's grace.
Some